from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringutang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throws with monkey sounds in there and called go.
The old like Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon.
Hey, happy Friday. What a day it is.
Tis a day.
It's like muggy outside. It's like a hot weather talk outside. Just weird weather we got going on.
Yeah, today. We don't usually get the mugs, but we've gotten them this year.
It's even muggy in the office outside.
Yeah, no, yeah. We walked out of here yesterday, and I literally looked at the few people that were left, and I went, I'm sorry you guys are out here for this.
Because
in here, we keep it cool and dry.
Yeah, the AC appears to be not working outside in studio. It's great.
Yeah.
It's
well,
great.
It's 70 right now. It's okay.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad. Look, I was looking at the weather moving forward over the next few days.
Mm-hmm. What do we got?
Well, 88 tomorrow.
Ooh.
And then it gets into like the sweet spots. 81s, and then you're hanging around like 76, 75, 79, 78.
Perfect.
81. That's it, right?
I want it just a little bit warmer on August 25th.
Okay.
Very specific, I know.
That is a very specific day.
My wife has decided what she wants to do for her birthday.
Oh, okay.
She wants to go float. She wants to be a teenager again.
Oh, go float. You're going to go like float the Clackamas? You're going to go like Barton to Carver?
I think that might be the move.
Hey.
I think that might be the move.
It's a nice little flow.
As long as
the water's high enough, because you never, like,
you
the worst part is doing
anything,
the float, and you're just like,
get out,
waddling through the rocks, just trying to butt scoot, getting like a big old river rock right on your tailbone.
Yeah.
Just
looking like Colin Farrell trying to scoot his office chair forward in Horrible Bosses.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what she said she wanted to do. And now I need to determine what form of alcohol she wants to.
Well, here's the other one that you got to go with is what do you float on? What is your floating apparatus of choice?
Oh, I got us both really nice river float tubes.
Okay,
like the ones with the bottom that are like thick, that they had like super like the super thick.
Call me old fashioned, but I'm a fan of just going down to the tire store and getting like a tractor tire tube and just the big black tubes that have I mean, look.
The nozzle's sticking up.
Yeah, but you flip that down. Yeah. It's always facing down. I mean, you're not an animal. You're not going to get ripped apart on that thing. But I might just be old school in that regard. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, no, we got the one with the little like backrest and headrest and multiple drink spots.
Yeah, look at that.
There we go.
So,
We're oh, no, we are. And look, my wife's like, look, I want to do this and I want to get.
Do it in style.
Well, she's like, I don't do stuff like this anymore, so I want to be comfortable and I want to be really drunk.
Yep.
Well,
and I was like, my wife doesn't drink like almost at all anymore, and so she's like, I want to like make irresponsible choices, and I was like, oh, okay.
Well, then don't go for the super spiked White Claws. Just go with the regular White Claws.
Yeah. No, she
super spiked White Claws stuff.
Oh, they have one too. It's like 8.5%.
Oh my God, I took a
blackout
picture.
Blackout fuel.
I took a picture of this the other day. God, I gotta find this because it was insane. I was actually gonna send it to you guys to see if you had seen it. Did I delete it? Oh, here we go. There, it's called a Beatbox.
What?
Okay, this is. I will show you, Dusty, what it looks like. It looks like a carton with a little screw off lid.
Yeah, looks it like is, a little protein drink.
Okay. It says, as seen on Shark Tank, it's 11.1%.
Ooh, that'll grab you.
Nope.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, sweet Jesus, what is this?
Yeah, that's not. I'm that like, ain't fun.
I'm like, did the Youngs find their new Mad Dog?
No, well, those are buzz balls. Have you seen
buzz
balls?
Oh, yeah,
I've seen the buzz balls.
Buzz balls, I guess, are kind of the new. Cheap way to get your pre-funk on.
I think now I've even seen they've got like giant buzz balls too.
Oh God, they're 15%.
Buzz balls?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was told about those. I've never tasted a buzz ball. I was told about those from Will Ortner. Apparently that's what
that fits.
The kids were doing.
Yeah.
And that was all just their little pre-funk to get out and on their way when you're in college, right?
Yeah.
Ugh, those days, I'm so glad they're gone.
Oh, for us, it was just
them.
A 40 OE.
I miss. And Mad Dog.
Mad Dog. Or and we go Mad for Dog. The Mickey's grenades.
Or you went Mickey's or camo.
Oh, God. Are you kidding me? Yeah. That can that was the size of your bicep.
Look, you got to remember that I'm old enough where we were still drinking Zima back then, too.
Yeah, you were.
Zima
you were,
came back.
Boone's Ferry.
Boone's Farm.
Boone's Farm. Boone's Ferry, not the road.
Good old Strawberry Hill.
They have Boone's Farm just. Golly.
Vancouver Vortex Line. If you guys are going to drink at the river, you need to hide it very well. There are many hidden police officers that are looking for people drinking.
I was going
to
say that.
Yeah. What about me makes you think that I'm not used to hiding from the cops?
Yeah, he's got a point.
I mean, that's a...
Also, I don't think that they're looking at us for...
Oh, I think they are.
No, I mean, they're looking for the kids.
Have you seen your hair lately?
Yeah,
you're going to go on a river and they're going to be like, yeah, there's a red flag.
Yeah, I know.
They're going to be like, sir, I don't think that you're supposed to be within... 1,000 feet of a school.
Yeah, the hair's.
You're in the awkward phase right now.
It is. It's genuine. Like a month ago, I was like, "Oh, it's getting long." Now it's like it's genuinely getting long.
Yeah, and it's got like a.
It curls.
You look like Krusty the Clown.
You're
gray-haired Krusty over here.
My hair is super, super, super curly. Like, I try to explain this to people when I grow it out that my hair is very curly, and if I don't put a hat on to like flatten it down during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, it looks like I permed it.
Yeah, it does.
Like legitimately.
It does.
It's the thing.
I can't wait till you just like go Razor Ramon slick back.
Oh no.
You need to do it.
As soon as it's long enough to do that. And like it's my hair's thin. Like, so it's not like super, my hair's not thick. So it has to be really long for me to pull it back. Otherwise it just kind of wants to pop up.
Yep. All right. So, we have on the Vancouver Ford text line 503-864-6326. Can confirm. Wife manages a couple kids in their early 20s. Buzz balls are the go-to these days. Boxes are pretty legit, though, for travel to the beach. They were on Shark Tank originally. Buzz balls and the beat box, both of them. Look at that. On Shark Tank.
There you go.
That's where you're pitching.
It's alcohol.
That's how those start. Because I was figuring that those would start, you know, in some sort of like alcohol trade show think tank that they would have going on there. Just like, what's the cheapest, sugariest way we can some rope in these college kids? Buzzballs. Beatbox.
You know, it started out like in some guy's, you know, off-campus house, and he's just dumping a bunch of vodka tonic in the bathtub and filling up water balloons with it.
Excuse me? Say that again?
You know, the origin of the buzzball.
Say that again?
Dumping a bunch of vodka and tonic in the bathtub and then filling them up the water balloons.
Yeah. You know, I went to a few parties where they had, like, the jungle juice that was in the bathtub,
mm-hmm.
and I said...
No.
I know you.
Yeah.
And I know you have not cleaned that tub, and there's no amount of bleach that would make me feel comfortable.
That's what alcohol is for.
I am not going to drink out of that. Hard pass. This is me in my most irresponsible times, right?
It's funny because this one just came through on the Vancouver Ford text line right as it was crossing through my head, and he goes, pass me a glass of the pink panty dropper and call it a night.
My dad used to make hop, skip, and go nakeds. You ever heard of those?
Mm-hmm.
It's vodka. It sounds awful, but it's actually a delightful drink. Vodka, beer, and pink lemonade.
That sounds horrid.
It's good, though. It tastes good.
Like a spiked, a shandy? Shandy?
You'd kind of go down that road, but he would make those in just like a cooler at the old Washington County Rodeo, RIP, and that was a nice little drink of choice by all the cowboys and such. It does not sound good at all, but I'll be damned. I tried it a few times in college. It's a winner. It is a winner. The old hop, skip, and go naked. Ugh. Man. All right. Okay. Well, this is one way to start a show. Ooh, Steel Reserve. That made my stomach just churn over.
Yeah.
I can still feel the cat being unscrewed in that squeak sound.
Yeah.
Like nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I think the Steel Reserve, if I remember correctly, was new when I was in college. And yeah, we stuck with the OE.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, I remember there was a time where I was trying to buy a Steel Reserve right around 2 o'clock. I was towing that line, mm-hmm. right, of when they stopped the sales. Mm. And there's this old dude who used to work at behind the counter, and he was a real stickler. I mean, he was
before the digital trackers.
What?
Oh, I mean, they can't scan the ID. They can't. Well, no. But I'm saying even now they can't.
Yeah,
after 2 a.m., the system will not let you sell alcohol.
It was, but I was like, I was pretty close to that, and we were in there, and this guy, he didn't put up with anybody's shenanigans, like nobody, and there was some drunk idiot that was in there, and the dude threw a banana at him, and I was having none of that. I said, no, we're not. What are you doing? Just because you're a drunk idiot, he picks up the banana, throws it at the dude, and so I got into a little skirmish with the dude on what was his name? Kent Clark, something like that, working behind the counter. And I'll be damned if that guy, he usually shut down the beer sales at 1:30 instead of 2.
Mm-hmm.
He sold me that Steel Reserve right there at like 1:55 a.m. And I felt like
you got to get in good with the staff, man.
Yeah, got in with the staff. You don't throw a banana at a guy who's just doing his job back here, and you're a drunk a-hole. He didn't want to be there. He's working at a 7-Eleven in a college town on the overnight shift. It's the last thing he wanted to do was put up with your BS just because you had 800 Totino's pizzas that you were trying to buy on the way out.
It's tough.
Oh, man. All right. Well, let's go. Now we're just getting a bunch of awful beverages that people were drinking. And, hey, I appreciate y'all for sending those in and making me have a stomach ache. All it goes to now is I don't think I could handle that anymore. I just would, my stomach would just turn to knots.
Yeah.
Just turn your insides upside down. Ugh. God.
Not to mention the OE was awful.
It was.
Yeah.
All of it was awful.
Yeah.
I mean, none of it was ever good. Let's be very honest here.
No. I still remember the one wacky Wednesday we had where we went and hit the distributor and got some of the soon-to-expire beer, got a bunch of $2 cases of Jet City Ale, and the next day the entire campus had the craps.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet that happened.
Yeah.
That sounds oddly on brand for Jet City Ale.
Yes.
I've never even heard of that.
That was from Seattle, I think. Well, Jet City, that would make sense, right?
Yeah, sure would.
All that stuff.
That sure would.
Yeah.
That would make sense that it would be from up there. That doesn't sound like a good beverage either.
Well, like I said, we got it for like $2 a case.
Yeah. They still sell Bud Ice?
I don't know.
Remember when that was the thing? Instead of light beer, they were like, no, we're going to ice it. We're going iced beer. I don't even know what that meant, but it...
Extra alcohol?
It sounded like it had more alcohol, and it tasted awful, but they just hit us with, we had all sorts of ice beer. We've pivoted.
They do. It looks like they still got Bud Ice.
They still got Bud Ice?
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
You can go with the 25-ounce cans.
No, I'm good.
Hell yeah.
Nope. Mm-mm. Oh,
$1.99.
Beast Ice, Milwaukee Best Ice. Mm. That was terrible and very cheap. All right. Well, happy Friday. I hope on the 25th you're not taking Beast Ice with you down the river.
No, I've asked her what she wants. You know, I can whip up a pretty bright looking cocktail that looks very similar to the color of a Gatorade.
All right,
in a Gatorade bottle.
There you go. Well, have at it.
Well, staying hydrated.
Don't give your secrets out. Now they're just going to pop you for your Gatorade that you have on the river.
Gatorade.
I like how you frame this as I'm used to hiding from the police.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, little toe in, little toe out. Big deal here.
All right.
Hiding in plain sight.
Let's get this show on the road, shall we?
Do we have to?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
No, we don't.
It's Friday.
But we've got, we do have some stuff that we want to get to today. Remember that Deion Sanders article that we were talking about earlier in the week?
Yeah, did he like that much?
Athlon Sports. No, and apparently now you have players that are worried.
Mm.
Seems like a safe
environment.
Culture that they're building there in Boulder.
Uh-huh.
We have that to discuss. Michigan, truly, I mean, I don't know if I've seen a bigger middle finger flipped to the NCAA.
Proud of you.
With their latest move.
Proud of you.
Because this is truly unprecedented.
Mm.
Truly unprecedented move that Michigan is going to be pulling this football season. We have some Team USA drama, and there's a lot of people getting really weird regarding the Olympics.
There is.
In basketball coverage. I'm not quite sure what to make of it, but we'll discuss the goings-ons in Paris, including, you see our 4x100 relay today? I'm disgusted with the men's 4x100 relay.
Yep.
Yeah, they got smoked.
DQ'd.
DQ'd, yeah.
They got DQ'd. DQ'd from the 4x100 relay today. Hate it. Hate it, hate it, hate it. And then we also have, quite possibly, the most aggressive F-bomb ever dropped on network television.
Mwah!
I mean,
also, proud of you.
It's jarring when you hear the real one.
It's delightful.
But then we had Rust. Rust went in. He put the bleep as long as the F word was. And this was like so casually but aggressively dropped. It might be the longest that we've seen.
She
like unintentionally.
She hit it hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She forgot where she was. But I think it
different rules.
It also is very fitting for where it was in the Olympic Games. But where we got to start this bad boy off, let's go to the NFL because a little drama, shocking drama in the NFL right now. Surprising to no one. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off.
That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I got some NFL news and notes to dump on you today. Namely, this one just coming across the wire. Minnesota Vikings have acquired Nashawn Wright from the Dallas Cowboys in exchange for Andrew Booth. Trade pending physicals. Wright, former Oregon State Beaver, going from Dallas to Minnesota.
It's probably an improvement for him.
Probably an improvement for the Vikings, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Wright is a dude.
Yeah.
He's played well in spurts for Dallas. Had a really good rookie season, rookie campaign in Dallas. But he is on the move to Minnesota. We'll see what happens. He's a long, rangy corner. I mean, look, Nashawn Wright is what? Nashawn Wright, 6'4"? He was one of them long pterodactyls in the secondary.
One of the big ones they had.
Yeah, and his brother, one of the focal points of the show, Last Chance U.
That's right.
Yeah.
Totally forgot about that.
Yeah. Where it was like the whole draft process going through, and then, you know, his brother, would he, won't he follow his older brother's footsteps and go to Oregon State? So now you have Wright heading on to the Minnesota Vikings. More noteworthy, though, is the note out of Dallas. Dak Prescott being held out of practice. They're calling it all precautionary measures for Dak Prescott, as he has an ankle injury that they want to make sure does not progress. Do you remember the panic when Dak was seen in Cabo San Lucas?
In a boot.
In
yes.
a boot. Das Boot.
And the freak out.
And he insisted, nothing is wrong with my reconstructed ankle. Everything is fine. I'm just wearing a boot
in
Cabo.
I'm just wearing a boot on vacation.
Yeah. And then he came through, and yesterday we just talked about the $70 million report that was out there about his fraternal obligation to the other quarterbacks who are going to be getting paid.
So gross.
And today Dak is being held out with they're saying it is precautionary. He did not injure his ankle, but you've got to sit there and wonder, all right, you got a quarterback in a contract year. He's got an ankle that has been obviously bothering him for quite some time. He injured that ankle a couple of seasons ago, and then obviously wearing the walking boot this offseason. Things have not been right with Dak Prescott in that wheel, and now he's being held out of practice early. Right. This is going to be something that probably lingers throughout the season. I mean, if we're being quite honest, I mean, you don't want to sit there and panic and say his season is over, the Cowboys season is over, but... lingering ankle issues that, and when everybody's saying, we promise you, nothing is wrong, nothing to see here, all is well, do not panic. I think Cowboy fans are rightfully panicking right now.
I mean, Maybe they shouldn't be, in the sense of this gives you a free way out.
The free way out? I like that.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, no, Dak's hurt. We just can't pay him. I can't justify doing it.
Look, I am all for all these guys getting paid, getting their bag, get your money.
Sure.
And we said this yesterday. Dak, if it really is, you want to get that money, you want to have the label of being the highest paid quarterback in NFL history, dude, more power to you. Your earning window is so short. Go and make all that money that you can. Right, the whole thing with his contract negotiation is this waffling back and forth between is it about the money or is it about winning? And you cannot have it both ways, especially in Dallas right now, because Dak is out today. But you know who hasn't been practicing? CeeDee Lamb.
Oh, right. Did the owner of the Cowboys may or may not have said anything about that? Did he address that?
They have got to figure out. So many contracts right now, mainly Dak. You have Micah Parsons, who should be paid like one of the highest paid defenders in all of football, and CeeDee Lamb, who wants to get paid like one of the top receivers in football. These are the issues at play here. And as you said, you know, if this ankle injury is going to linger throughout the year, it may be that freeway that they have right on out of town for Dak Prescott, and he can go and play somewhere else. Injuries have not scared off teams in the past, right? I mean, see Drew Brees in New Orleans, where, you know, he had a shoulder injury that a lot of people thought that he was not going to be able to recover from. And that's what scared off the Miami Dolphins. That's for damn sure.
Mm-hmm.
But New Orleans gave him that money, and he ended up having a great career. And that's a shoulder injury for a quarterback. Guys have been dinged up, and they still... we'll get that bag from people. Hell, Kirk Cousins is coming off a ruptured Achilles, for God's sakes.
He got $100 million. What was it? $80 million guaranteed?
When teams get desperate, they will pay. It might not be that $70 million a year that Dak Prescott's looking for, but, you know, he'll get that money. But that's an injury of note and concern for the Dallas Cowboys as training camp is well underway. Did you watch any of the preseason games last time?
I did not.
No, you shouldn't have. Shouldn't have.
Did a single starting quarterback play?
Oh, Patriots are back, dude. Patriots are so back.
They're so back that they released Juju Smith-Schuster?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. They released Juju today. Shocking.
Was he bad?
Yes.
Really?
He has been. I mean, for a couple of years now.
They're just so devoid of talent at wide receiver. They're just... Wow.
Yeah, I would say so.
You know what I mean?
I mean, they got Booty, the LSU receiver, who he had a decent day. It's a preseason football game. Patriots are so back, though. You know, Drake May, 2 for 3. I mean, he's completing 66% of his passes, okay? Pay no attention to it. It's only for 19 yards, and he only played one series. Joe Milton, the rocket arm out of Tennessee, he was awesome. Bailey Zappi, he's going to be the next Tom Brady. All of those things happened yesterday, and Jacoby Brissett didn't even have to play. So, you know, Patriots are way back. That was quite possibly one of the worst football games I've ever seen, if we're being quite honest.
That good, huh?
Yeah. It was raining. It was sideways rain in New England. Nobody good was playing. And then you also had I didn't see any of the Lions or the Giants game, but the Giants beat the Lions. So, of course, they're going to win the Super Bowl. Because one thing that we all know is how you play in the preseason is a total indicator of what your regular season is.
That's usually
like
a direct correlation. Well, the interesting thing is that there is mild correlation with if you're really bad in the preseason.
I think the Patriots were 1-3. 1-3 the year that they went 18-1.
Was it? Like I said, mild correlation.
Yeah, they went 1-3 and then did not lose until the Super Bowl.
There's been, I got to pull this back up, and maybe it's a little bit dated now, but I remember teams that went 4-0 in the preseason when there was 4 preseason games, and teams that went 0-4, there was correlation between success and failure.
Really?
Yeah. It was.
Wasn't the...
It's like the Ravens. The Ravens have not lost a preseason game, what, like 20?
Yeah, there's certain teams that will take it far more seriously. Mm-hmm. Especially now that you have 3 preseason games, because it used to be, remember, it was the first preseason game, you got a series,
yeah,
And then the second preseason game, you would play a half. The third preseason game was a dress rehearsal where you play like three quarters, and then maybe you roll them out there for a fourth series in the fourth quarter, and then week four you just didn't play at all.
That was guys getting taped so they could go play on other teams.
Now what teams are doing is they're just saying, who gives a rip? Yep. We have these joint practices that a lot of teams are saying we get more value out of a joint practice in a controlled environment than we do out of a preseason game. And we have all of these teams that we're playing, right? You mentioned the Kayvon Thibodeau comment yesterday where he was saying, I'm glad that we don't have to have Penei Sewell. I'm scared of Penei Sewell kicking our butt every day in these joint practices. You have teams that will play each other in the preseason, and they do two joint practices the week leading up. So by the time they get to the game, they don't really have anything that they need to see anymore because they've seen what they need to see during their joint practices in that controlled environment where you have some live plays, live scrimmage. You get to see your guys go up against somebody else and not beating each other up all the time. Preseason is even more meaningless than ever before. And I think that this is exactly the way the NFL wants us to talk about the preseason because of the fact that they want to put in an 18th regular season game. And when they put in the 18th regular season game, guess what they get to do with the preseason? Lop off another week.
Bye.
Two preseason games, and that's all we're going to see. And bingo, bango, bongo, we're into the regular season. And it is weird. Like, we talk about this, like, with college basketball. College basketball has halves instead of quarters, and they're the only ones that do halves instead of quarters, which is dumb. They should just go to quarters. The NFL is the only football that plays preseason games that are no counties. Do they even need it? There's not a single other level of football where you play a preseason no counties.
That's true.
Maybe if you want to go the high school jamborees, which if you had an NFL jamboree where you had four teams in one stadium and they're playing half the field at a time, I would actually be more intrigued by that.
I'm kind of here for that.
They split the field in half and you just have two teams going on either side. Sign me up for that. And then you just switch.
Yeah. I'm kind of, God, you might want to make the old call to Roger. Like, that one's...
If they do high school jamboree style.
Yeah.
I'd be in. I would be so in.
That's crazy. It sounds very dumb, but so does preseason football. And now the more I think about it, I'm like, you actually might have something
and
here.
You can sell tickets, too. You can still sell your tickets for the jamboree. I'm on board. I think we should do it. I think the NFL should do it.
Yeah, I'm here for that.
Yeah, yeah. And you could still get everything that you need out of it. And, like, look, this is preseason is for bubble guys and evaluating borderline special teams guys. Yeah, but at the same token, you can get that through all your joint practices because you know what you're getting at that point. I mean, sure, there is an element of you get gamers, but your joint practices, it's ramped up a little bit more, and who knows? I will say the one thing that I did gain from the Patriots preseason game, they have another white return guy, and he was electric.
Are they allowed to?
Yeah.
The bylaws allow for this?
Now that Bill Belichick is gone, you still got it. His name's David Wallace, and he's from...
Is he out there yelling for freedom?
No, kind of. He went to Randolph-Macon. Does anybody know what a Randolph-Macon is?
Sounds like you're making it up.
Yeah, Randolph-Macon. That sounds like a Division II, but he's a return guy.
Insurance company.
Yeah, Randolph-Macon College. Anybody want to guess where that is? Ooh, look at that.
Virginia?
Yeah. You were right.
Virginia. I didn't look it up, I swear. Macon sounded like a very Virginia-esque name.
Yeah, you could have gone... Now, Georgia would have probably been another guess that you could have done, but Randolph-Macon is a Division III school in Virginia. They are the Yellow Jackets.
We need more bugs as mascots.
No, I think we need less.
No, we need more. Who is the...
Well, the dope spiders one is
Richmond.
Richmond, yeah.
Yeah, Richmond spiders.
It's a kick-ass logo.
Mm-hmm. But what I mean, like, outside of a spider,
scorpions.
You have Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets,
which they've leaned away from the Ramblin' Wreck.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah. Wow, look at that.
Like, why wouldn't you want to be like the Michigan Murder Hornets?
Ooh. Last year, Randolph Macon lost in the semifinals to eventual national champion Cortland.
Cortland, great lacrosse school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're the Dragons.
Yeah. Yes.
They're the Dragons.
Great name. Like, I feel like D3 ends up with, like, the really good names.
Mm. Hmm. Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah. I mean, I'm just trying to think.
No, UAB's the only other Dragons there is?
They're the Blazers.
They're
the Blazers.
But what's their mascot?
It's a dragon.
Yeah, okay.
Breathing fire. Trent Dilfer coaches there.
Still.
You know that? Trent Dilfer. They're not very good either. All right. That's your preseason NFL whip around right there. Not a whole lot to talk about. Not really much to talk about at all with the NFL. It's quiet time right now. Teams are evaluating that talent and going back and forth with it. We do have news of note, though, from the world of college football. This may be the biggest middle finger I've ever seen a team flip the NCAA. That's after Rust with SportsCenter. There's one thing that the NCAA hates, and it is when you thumb your nose at them.
When you show them that they actually don't have any actual power.
And one thing that Michigan is doing right now, boy, they're not thumbing. They're flipping the bird right at them. This release today, Jim Harbaugh will serve as the University of Michigan's honorary captain for week one against Fresno State. Earlier this week, in case you've been living under a rock, Jim Harbaugh was given a 4-year show cause and a 1-year suspension if a team decides to hire Jim Harbaugh as their head coach for unethical behavior and defying the rules against recruitment during the COVID-19 shutdown of recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
This is unrelated to the Connor Stallions spying situation, but just this week, Harbaugh was handed that 4-year show cause and that 1-year suspension. And by week's end, 4 days later, we have Harbaugh will be the honorary captain week one. They're bringing him on campus and just saying, you know what? Screw you, NCAA. We're bringing Harbaugh back.
I'm trying to think of anything close to this. Because Reggie stayed away from USC for 5 years.
Yeah.
He made that return with Fox, with Leinart, in the broadcast booth in the south end zone.
Mm-hmm.
But even that was at the behest of Fox, and USC didn't want him there.
Yeah.
Like that was like pushing it. So for Michigan to not only do this like immediately after, but to endorse it, not even like tacitly, but like fully endorse it and be like, yeah, come on back, our favorite son. Regardless of what the NCAA says, I gotta say it brings a tear to my eye.
I'm trying to think, because I'm going back and I'm looking at all of the show causes that have been handed down.
Has Chip ever come back?
No.
Okay.
No, he got an 18-month show cause for the Willie Lyle situation, but he came back as UCLA's head coach, but it's not like they honored him before the game.
No.
The year that he got his show cause penalty. You have Dan Mullen at Florida. He was given a show cause.
God, was he really?
And they said, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits
you. Yeah, that's a different one, I think.
Jeremy Pruitt at Tennessee with the McDonald's bags full of cash to recruits. They haven't brought him back. John Blake, former Oklahoma coach, who before being penalized had been the defensive line coach at North Carolina. Blake was forced to resign during an NCAA investigation into academic fraud and recruiting violations. Yikes.
Pete hasn't been back in any official capacity.
Jim Tressel.
Ooh.
At Ohio State. They have welcomed him back, yeah. But it wasn't like the same year. It was like they ducked away in shame for a little bit.
Yeah.
But Tressel has been welcomed back. And now I think he's like the president of Youngstown State or something.
I think you're right.
So that wasn't even close.
No.
USC and Todd McNair? No.
No.
That
ended bad.
And then Willie Anderson, recruiting coordinator at Oklahoma State in the 80s, was given a 12-year show cause.
Jesus.
And then the Cowboys were on probation after the NCAA ruled him guilty of making cash payments to players. The scandal led to 1988 Heisman Trophy winner Barry Sanders declaring for the NFL draft.
Barry got that bag. Good for him.
Still keeps his Heisman.
Mm-hmm.
Still living in the Heisman house. Yeah. No, I don't know of any school. Like, this is so far out there with just being like, no.
Screw you.
The same year. The same week.
Same week.
Just going, we're going to bring him back. I love it, and I'm here for all of it.
I told you somebody was going to eventually just be like, you don't actually have any power.
And I think, though, the reason why Michigan can do this right now is because you had Charlie Baker, the president of the NCAA, actually recommended that Michigan and the other power conference schools break away and do their own thing because the NCAA can't rule them anymore. No. They don't have the teeth. They don't have the power. And they have zero power.
Yeah.
And they can't handle disciplining and regulating these universities anymore. And so now when that door's been opened, now Michigan can just say, screw you. You are telling us you can't control us anymore.
Yeah, and I think this is, they realize that they are powerless because their power was never real. It was granted to them. And even then, it was granted to them in a faint manner. You had, it ebbed and flowed with generations, depending on who was in charge and who was being investigated. USC and SMU were treated very differently than other universities who flaunted it in their face. And I think those at the very top over the last 8-10 years started to realize that they gave too much power. And it was when we talk about power vacuums, anytime you let go of any power, somebody will seize it. It doesn't matter if it's in college football conference realignment or in politics. It's always going to happen. Nobody's just going to let that power sit out there. And I think what has happened is the organizations, the teams, the universities that have all the money, have all the power, have said, why are we allowing something that has no business having oversight on us have oversight?
Well, I think the big issue there is they're completely different business. I mean, this would be like, you have Division III university presidents and the people that run the NCAA, it is Charlie Baker. Before that, it was Mark Emmert, right? But they just are the yes men, right? And they're the face of the organization. The people that run it are university presidents. And you have Division III, Division II, FCS, and FBS all operating under one umbrella. And I think what you're talking about is the fact that you have these multi-million dollar universities and businesses in a multi-billion dollar industry. And they're looking at it, and when you have a Division III and a Division II university president trying to tell you how to operate, that's like giving a janitor a seat on the board of directors of a Fortune 500 company, right? And just saying, you tell us how the business should be run, when they have no frame of reference how anything operates at the highest level of it. Because Division III, Division II, they are mom and pop shops. And when you have academic people trying to tell athletic directors and athletic departments how to run, they're going, you don't operate in our space.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you can't have a local business try to tell McDonald's how they should be running their business.
Yeah.
And that is where you're looking at the Power Four conferences and everybody else. And the drop-off is so dramatic that you can't even, and what Charlie Baker's recommending is, you can't even have the people at the same table as the Power Four conferences. The Mountain West has no idea what's going on in the Big Ten.
No, and the thing about this is, and it's not immune to Charlie Baker. I think the reason they want that separation is because there is more power available to be gobbled up at the lower level.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're going to be in the smaller pond, you want to be the biggest fish in that pond. And look, I'm not trying to crap on the NCAA. I am, but that's what this is.
I'm not trying to, but I'm just doing it.
No, I'm just like, this is what these organizations do.
Yeah.
They gobble as much power as you're willing. This is how it works across time. This is what happens. If you allow power to be taken up, Think about every like nefarious actor in politics you've ever heard of that somehow keeps coming back and keeps coming back in some different fashion. Because even if they get knocked off the highest rung, they'll find one further down in some small podunk town where there's power to be gained, and they'll go for it. And that's, you have people that run these places, and do they believe that they're doing good? Probably some of them do. But I think a lot of them, they just, it's power hungry.
Yeah.
And that's what you end up getting. But on the flip side of this, you have these industry leaders in the Big Ten and the SEC that are saying, we're far too big for you to be anywhere near us, and we will govern ourselves.
503-864-6326. That's a Vancouver Ford text sign. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online at vancouverford.com. Get to some of your feedback next. Danny and Dusty on the Fan. All right, the Vancouver Ford text sign, 503-864-6326. I feel like I should be reading these text messages like this. Got a thing for you. All right. We're talking Harbaugh and Michigan just giving the big FU to the NCAA. I love it.
Which I love.
I'm here for it.
I'm here for every bit of it.
He will be the honorary captain for Michigan on their week one game against Fresno State this coming, the same week that he was given a 4-year show cause and 1-year suspension from any NCAA coaching. This text says, this is what I said when you announced it earlier this week. F the NCAA spineless, powerless dummies. None of those coaches, and we were talking about all the other coaches to have show causes by the NCAA in football. None of those other coaches had their issues while the NCAA is being a dead man walking either.
No.
I mean, well, maybe Tressel, because Tattoogate came out. You know, when Tattoo Gate happened, they were in the middle of a season. But nobody close to what Harbaugh was going. Harbaugh has two investigations going against him right now.
One ongoing.
And you know what? Jim Harbaugh, nor a single Michigan fan would play it any other way.
No.
They would do it this exact same way.
Every team that won a title. Are you kidding me?
They won a title.
Look, Texas
they've
got
their... beaten Ohio State 3 years in a row.
Yes.
This is what they wanted.
Look, Mac at Texas, Pete at USC. Had they got it done at Oregon in those couple of years? Like, every single one of those teams, they all had recruiting violations that were a scroll. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just unrolled it. You're like... let me count the ways. And you know what nobody said? Oh, we better give back that national title because everybody saw what happened on the field.
You know, the craziest thing about it, and you hear like the recruiting circles will talk about like the SEC, they'll never snitch on each other, but they'll snitch on everyone else.
Yeah, I got you.
You know?
Kidding me? The only time they'll snitch on each other is when you kill their tree.
That's right. That, well, he snitched on himself. Yeah. I mean, he called in Feinbaum. That is the craziest thing either.
You did what?
Is what's his name? Harvey Updike?
Yeah.
Harvey Updike called into the Feinbaum show to let everybody know he poisoned Toomer's Corners trees. And it was like, buddy, you just snitched on yourself.
You can hear the brakes hit. You did what? Like Feinbaum left character for a split second. It was like,
you did. Huh? Okay. I mean, this is a new level of crazy, and this is the Paul Feinbaum show.
You could almost hear the appreciation for the level of crazy that they had reached.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that this is the perfect time, again, for the NCAA, or for a school to have Danny's fever dream of just, F you, NCAA, mm-hmm. I dare you. Because Charlie Baker has conceded that power to them. And the wildest thing is that you said every school has had these violations. The craziest thing is Alabama never got hit with anything. Georgia has not been hit with anything. Hell, Florida under Urban Meyer, they didn't get hit with anything. The only time these coaches in the SEC get hit is like Dan Mullen when you're losing and you're not doing well.
Nobody got hit for winning.
No, you don't get hit for winning, baby. Except for in the Big Ten.
That's the game.
Because it was with Harbaugh and the burger thing. It was just out there in the open. He didn't think he did anything wrong either. And Harbaugh truly doesn't. He's George Costanza. If you believe it, it's not a lie.
Also, he didn't do anything wrong.
Nah.
Buying a recruit a burger.
It was more than that. What Harbaugh wants us all to believe. And he's a master at framing it the way he was. Yeah. It was way more than that. I mean, we're talking
but what they have the record
hundreds
of.
And hundreds of text messages to recruits
but
communication.
But the whole idea
of
like
stuff.
The actual thing that is actually illegal.
Well, no, all of it was illegal.
Well, I know, but he admitted to the
burger thing.
But I mean, the burger being like buying a burger for a recruit is illegal. It's like,
At that time it was, but we're sitting there, and that's the beauty of the way Harbaugh framed it. He came out and he admitted to it because he knew that if you frame it that way, everybody's going to be like, yeah, okay, this is ridiculous. The NCAA is ridiculous. But what he's actually getting hit for is
all the other stuff.
The blatant disregard for the rules that were in place. And so, you know, the NCAA dropped the hammer on him. But I think all of it's ridiculous, and you're never going to be able, I think under the new rules, we're never going to see stuff like this anymore. Because they know that operating like a business, it's bad for business if you continue to blast the teams that are good for business. That's what that truly is what it is right now, right? Like, it's not good for the business to have this negative attention about Michigan football, right? So when the Power Four conferences have their own governing body, they play by their own set of rules, I don't think we're going to see it unless it is absolutely egregious. And that's what we'll have moving forward. This text on the Vancouver Ford text line before we move on to hour number two. Did Chip Kelly get a show cause for the Willie Lyle stuff? Yes, he got 18-month show cause. 18 months. And so he couldn't be hired by an NFL or a college team for 18 months. He went and coached in the NFL for the Eagles and the Niners, and he was good to go when he got to UCLA. All right, let's get to hour number two. Let's go, let's dive into a little bit of this Olympic stuff. We got Team USA basketball and the most egregious F-bomb you will hear on network television.
God, I love it.
Next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.